GDF Suez has been nominated as one of three companies in the category Greener Than Green that is awarded to the company that has led the most abusive and misleading communications campaign in regards to its actual activities. And GDF Suez is nominated for its bonds being neither very green nor very binding. With me here, I have Lucy Pinson from Friends of the Earth France, and I was wondering, Lucy, if you could tell me a bit about the motivation for the nomination of GDF Suez and of its misleading communication campaign.
Yes, so GDF has been nominated for its green bond issued earlier this year in 2014. So GDF has issued the biggest green bond issued so far by a corporation, and it says that is issued in order to support environmentally sustainable projects. But actually, there is no guideline about what can be considered green, and there is no transparency about how the projects will be selected to be financed by this green bond. And finally, there is no independent checking about which projects and how the projects are run. So about the fact that there is no guidelines about what can be considered green, GDF has declared that this bond could be used to finance projects as the huge dam Jirau Dam in Latin America, and this project is everything but very far from what we can call a sustainable investment. So it has already been mainly financed, and it has already big issues on the community. It has inundated beyond the banks of the river, and it's endangered migratory fish species that could suffer an extinction because of the dam. And there is also a huge issue about the pollution of the river that could be that could happen because of the dam. And for the communities on the ground, there have been forced displacement of thousands of people living there. And finally, the workers suffer from very poor work conditions. So the Jirau Dam is far from a sustainable investment, and we are very concerned that this kind of green bond emission could be used to finance this kind of projects. So GDF says that, of course, the bond has been validated by the ESG rating agency Vigeo. And Vigeo has confirmed that the bond project's pipeline met the sustainable development standards. But it's very, I mean, Vigeo is it's a credit, it's a ratings agency that bases its evaluation only on the documents given by GDF. And Barclays itself has declared recently that huge hydro projects as the Jirau Dam could not be included in a green bond index. Finally, the second reason for the nomination of GDF is that GDF publish and promotes a lot is financing of what it calls sustainable projects. But we fear that the green bond could be only a new tool to finance, to get finance for this kind of projects, while on the opposite side, GDF is still financing huge fossil fuels projects.
Yeah, because on their web page, you can read that they have a very, very green profile, and this, they even state that this project are financed by this bond will enable the group to address the great energy and environmental challenges we face, meeting energy needs, ensuring security of supply, combating climate change, and optimizing natural resources, which all sounds very good on paper. What's your take on this?
Yeah, that's exactly that. I mean, we denounce GDF's with greenwashing about their responsibility in developing very green projects, very sustainable and responding to the needs of the population. But actually, when we look deeply in GDF's activity, not what is on paper, but what the company really does, we see now GDF's with developing fossil fuels projects in different countries in the world, southern, in the global south. And GDF Suez now is asking for, I mean, is developing as a project of coal power plants in South Africa. And GDF support these projects on behalf of the energy mix in South Africa and of responding to the needs of the population. But that's really not the case, actually, because when we look at the ground, at what's happening in South Africa, more than 90% of the electricity is already produced through coal, and coal has huge impacts on the population. Coal production leads to a lot of water issues, and South Africa is a big water-constrained country, and already water is a big issue in Mpumalanga, where they are the main coal fields, and now GDF says is wants to develop this coal power plants in another region, more in the north of the country, coal in the Limpopo. And the Limpopo is one of the driest regions of South Africa. So this kind of coal power plants will have huge impacts on the livelihood of the population, and of course will emit a lot of carbon emissions.
Has GDF had any response to being nominated to the award?
Yeah, GDF says that they haven't decided which kind of projects they could finance with this green bond. But they themselves declared before that the kind of projects that could be financed. And they state that it was zero dime kind of projects. The second response of GDF says is that they have been their process of green bond is followed by the ratings agency VGO. So they actually hide their responsibility in making sure that the green bond finance only really sustainable projects on VGO's approval. But VGO, as I said earlier, is paid by GDF to only decide of the criteria to select the projects. And VGO won't help GDF Suez in the process of running the projects and everything. It's just for the selection of the criteria. And the second thing is that VGO actually evaluate only GDF ESG rating. And it does that only based on the documents given publicly by GDF Suez. So there is no checking on the ground of what's happening.